We have learned that some people were killed in this train derailment on a bridge over I-5 in South Pierce County. And there are reports of multiple injuries. Close to 80, we're hearing, injured in this. 88.5's Austin Jenkins is on the scene and joins us live. Austin, what can you tell us?
Well, Kirsten, as you said, the authorities out here are confirming that there are injuries and fatalities. We don't know how many. It appears that there may still be a rescue and recovery effort underway, although very little information is getting back up to the public information officers who were on the Mounts Road overpass looking south down at the scene. But, you know, it's an incredible and devastating scene. Multiple train cars off the tracks, at least one down onto the freeway bed. This was an inaugural run of this new higher-speed Amtrak Cascades train that was headed south down to Portland. I talked to another reporter who was actually on the train this morning to Tacoma to sort of celebrate this faster service and mentioned that the train on board, there were dignitaries, there were rail buffs, as well as people who were just trying to commute this morning.
All right. Again, Amtrak has confirmed it was train 501 and it left Seattle for Portland. Can you tell us just give me a little bit more of the scene from what you're seeing? You're saying there still may be a rescue operation in place.
It's hard to tell from this location, but just because of the precariousness of some of these train cars and because we know there are fatalities, and just based on the number of first responders here and the fact that we've been seeing more and more arriving, it seems as though logic here prevailing that this is going to take some time at least to remove any fatalities from the train cars, especially because it's a dangerous situation for the first responders. You've got literally a train car or two dangling from the trestle, from this bridge over I-5. We also understand, and you may have seen some of the aerial footage, but that there are other train cars off on the other side in the woods. It's a very wooded area. And it appears what happened is the train came through on the new track, came around a corner heading southbound, and when it hit that trestle is when the derailment happened. So there is a curve there in the tracks, and that's where this accident happened.
All right, Austin, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
88.5's Austin Jenkins joining us live from the scene of that train derailment. That Amtrak train derailment happened on a railroad bridge over southbound I-5 at Mounts Road in DuPont in the Pierce-Thurston County line area. It was the first day of the new route for Amtrak passenger service between Portland and Seattle. Amtrak has confirmed it was train number 501 in its inaugural run, which left Seattle for Portland at 6 a.m. Amtrak says people with family or friends on that train can call this number. I'm going to give it to you now. It's 800-523-9101. Again, the number for family or friends of people on that train this morning can call this number, Amtrak says, 800-523-9101. And the State Patrol says a family reunification center has been set up at DuPont City Hall. They're asking folks not to come to the scene, but to go to DuPont City Hall for that. And they have rerouted traffic off southbound I-5 at Center Drive. But this is an ongoing scene here. We have 88.5's Austin Jenkins and Will James covering the story today. We will continue to update you with more details as we get them throughout Midday Jazz and have much more for you on All Things Considered beginning at 3 o'clock here on 88.5 KNKX. But for now, Dick, back to you.